We've been following developments out of occupied East Jerusalem for the past hour or two. At least seven people are confirmed to have been killed in a shooting at a synagogue. Several people are injured. Our diplomatic editor James Bayes has more from the scene.
Well, the situation's still a little confused, but we're getting a clearer picture of what has happened in Nevi Yaakov, a settlement in East Jerusalem. The figures we've got here now, seven people are dead, including a 15-year-old boy. Let me just step out of the shot and show you the scene here. You can see beyond the police car the two coaches that are slightly up the hill. That is Nevi Yaakov. Now, our understanding is that a car pulled up there. The person who went in then to the synagogue firing the shots got out of that car. Our also understanding now is that there was a second person possibly in the car, and that the Israeli authorities are now searching for that second person. We understand there were people injured in this attack. The number of injured has changed as the reports have come in, and frankly as the death toll has risen. The latest reports say in addition to seven dead, and that includes the 15-year-old boy, there are three people who have been injured.
Well, all this comes after a day of protest in the occupied West Bank following the deadliest Israeli raid in almost two decades on Thursday. Israeli forces fired tear gas as youth threw stones at them in Al Ram and Annapolis region. More than 100 Palestinians were injured or suffered tear gas inhalation during confrontations with Israeli police after Friday prayers. In our other headlines, the city of Memphis is braced for protests after police release a video of a violent confrontation between Tyree Nichols and the police who pulled him over while driving. Five officers were sacked following his death this month. They've now been charged with second-degree murder. And a bit of news from Congo. M23 rebels have continued to advance in the eastern part of the country, seizing the town of Kichanga and cutting off the last road to the north. The army has confirmed the withdrawal, calling it a tactical move to protect civilians. The UN peacekeeping mission says more than 450 people, including women and children, are seeking refuge at the base.